News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Doctor, doctor, I have a cold. Can I have a prescription? Doctor, doctor, I'm run down. Can I have a prescription? Can I have a prescription? Prescription.
You don't need a pill for every ill. Let the doctor decide.
Yeah, Jonathan, a famous ad, of course, from the 1980s from Northern Ireland, warning about the dangers of over-prescription. It seems, though, some people saying over-diagnosis has now also become a problem that we need to address.
It has, and when you think about it, you hear this a lot from schools, and it's a discussion point, and we're not saying that there are not real problems out there, because there are, and there are delayed diagnoses and there are children trying to access services. But I don't know about you, Shane, but the number of adults who have contacted programs like this, and are indeed people we know who are saying, I think I have ADHD, I think I have long COVID. There's an awful lot of it out there at the moment where people are second-guessing themselves.
Neurologist Dr. Susanna Sullivan is on the line. Her new book is called The Age of Diagnosis. Suzanne, good morning. You say a diagnosis can actually do more harm than good sometimes.
Yeah, I think that, you know, for a long time, we've kind of understood diagnosis as obviously being very useful, which it is. It leads to treatment pathways. It leads to answers. It leads, hopefully, to a solution. But I think what many people underestimate is that a diagnosis is not inert. It also has a power to change your relationship with your body, to change your relationship with your health. And that can have a negative impact on some people.
Yeah, I've often heard young people who are in their teens say, "Oh, I definitely have ADHD," or "I'm definitely on the spectrum," where they've never had a diagnosis, and it's something like I don't know whether they're willing it to happen or whether they genuinely hold a belief that there's something going on, but it's something that's hanging over them.
Yeah, I think in public conversation, we've really started to distill, you know, what can be quite a complex diagnosis to make medically down to kind of single features. So now we kind of think, oh, you know, I'm not good at back and forth conversation. I'm not good at eye contact. Maybe I'm autistic, or my attention isn't very good. I feel a bit hyper. Maybe I've got ADHD. So public conversation has really oversimplified what these kind of diagnoses mean. And because they are beginning to be presented as a way of understanding oneself and forgiving oneself, these labels are being taken on, I think, a little too willingly, without people really understanding, A, what they really are, and B, the negative impact that can have.
Diagnoses for these conditions, which are very real, can give people comfort, because they will explain a lot of what's going on, and it explain for parents as well. But we're regularly hearing that there is overdiagnosis in younger people, because it means that those children get access to different supports, and there is a suggestion that not every one of those children is being diagnosed properly. Is that a worry for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, first of all, we've created a system in which, you know, I feel very sorry for parents, because the way to get help and the way to have your children's difficulties recognized is sometimes through that label. And if you can't get help any other way, well, then what choice do you have? I think there's growing evidence that not all of these diagnoses are sound as they should be. So, for example, in some research studies, when this was in the US, when they looked at children diagnosed in the community with problems like autism, they found that, you know, as many as 50% of those children, their diagnosis didn't stand up to scrutiny, you know, by medical research standards. There's also a huge variation in the number of diagnoses being made in different facilities, for example. So I think there is reason to worry that not all the diagnoses are sound, but also to worry that the diagnostic criteria have softened to such a degree that some fairly sort of borderline difficulties are now being medicalized, and medicalizing difficulties risks making them concrete.
Yeah, and you're effectively storing up a problem for the future, because that medicine may be taken for a long time. What's the advice to people who are either worried right now that they may have something that is undiagnosed? Should they rush to the GP?
Well, I think, you know, obviously if someone has symptoms that they're concerned about, they should go and see their doctor. But I would like people to kind of understand, particularly in the sort of realm of these behavioral disorders like ADHD and autism, and also in mental health disorders, that when one is severely affected, one is disabled by one's symptoms. But when the symptoms, when the difficulties are more in the mild impaired arena, the possibility that you might be actually disabled by the label exists. So once you have a label, you identify with it and you begin exhibiting features of it. And that can be disabling in itself.
Yeah. And don't diagnose by TikTok, which is what a lot of people seem to be doing these days. Dr. Suzanne O'Sullivan, a consultant neurologist, thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Are we over-diagnosing? Are we devaluing what are genuine conditions by having so many people with perhaps very mild versions or no real symptoms at all being diagnosed and given those labels? Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106 for your text.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.